In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, Jake the Snake, please bring it up. What are the odds that Kenny G played this? Kenny G himself actually was on the lathe this year.
Could be. All right. We might be in some trouble if that's possible, but
I guess so, right?
Mr. G.
Who are we talking to? Is it Malusa?
Mr. G would like to have a word with you.
That's it. It would be Mr. G's lawyers.
Right, yeah. The estate of Mr. G. So.
Who was it? What, Malusa's was like, yeah, we can play like a full minute of songs on our on the fan or like on Odyssey, like terrestrial stations. Like, we can't play 1 second worth of anything.
Right. It's amazing. Just like, well, I mean, like, you know, we're streaming. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, we're on Twitch. If you ever watch gamers play stuff on Twitch, they got commercial music the entire 12 hours in the background, and most of that stuff doesn't get blacked out or anything. It's just like
12 hours of commercial-free video right. Games start.
12 hours of potential lawsuits start now.
What do you think of Red Zone this year?
We're always going to be biased by the last thing that we saw, and that was a terrible 1 p.m. slate last week. So, like, you know, Scott Hansen's even joking, like, yeah, witching hour. Like, they're just last week they were just at the mercy of the games.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not answer a question with a question, but I'll take this in a really specific direction. Does it do anything for you that they put the second half totals on the screen? Doesn't that seem like the randomest thing on earth?
Well, I feel like it's like people that probably, and I don't even mean this as an insult. I really do not. It's like people that don't know betting and they're like, what can we do with betting? Let's do
this.
So I feel like they're trying. I have no
problem
definitely
with it. Trying.
Do anything for me? No.
Well, they're definitely trying, but like if I'm a casual, like if you're going to do that, like you're going to say, we're going to provide the halftime. First of all, it's just the totals, not spreads, which makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. Like second half total, Vegas, Denver, 28.5. It's a graphic over a feed of another game with that total, with a different total on it. Like no context. No, you don't even tell me what the score is when you put the graphic on the screen. Like it'll be like Vegas, Denver, second half total, 24.5 over a feed of Cowboys, Patriots with no score of what Denver is.
Yeah, listen, they're trying, right? I guess it's baby steps.
Trying the right
man.
Word.
Like, it does.
Barely
does it,
trying. Yeah, it's...
Well, I mean, what you have are people that probably don't know, like, the space, and they're like, oh, let's just do this, and they just don't know any better. That would be my guess.
It's just tough because it's like, when it's the first time, I'm always willing to be like, yeah, like, just, like, give it a chance. Like, there's, you know, the new NHL broadcast team, like, on Turner. It's like, yeah, night one, it's not going to be perfect. Like, how is it week two, week three, week four? My thing is... Like, are they even trying to do something different? It's been like week seven. Like, can we try a little bit harder here? like everyone loves this.
I don't know. Maybe I've got like a contrarian take on this that maybe would surprise you, Ken, or would surprise people. But I'm so like, I don't know. I'm probably the wrong person because I'm so locked into this stuff anyway that like I don't need Red Zone to tell me like what it is. Like I'm watching games and like I'm on my computer refresh. What's the line? Get my bet in now. Like I don't need Red Zone to tell me what the second half line is. Like I'm already like thinking about the stuff as games are going to halftime. Like what's it going to be? What am I going to bet?
But I think like my issue is that like if you were someone who needed that, this is presented as poorly as possible. Like, I think I can actually provide the viewpoint of, like, the casual person who's looking to bet. No context on what the score is, no side information, just total over a feed of a different game. Like, if you're Red Zone, I mean, no one associated with Red Zone is probably watching the show right now, but if you are, like, we love your show. We watch it literally every single week, like millions of people do. So this is not, we don't want the show to go away. We like the show. But if you want to do betting and you want to, like, if you want to provide the halftime stuff, which I think is actually a really smart idea, like, do it grander than what you're doing. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't, like, kind of do it, but it's so poor and unintelligible that we don't know what it is. Like, if you're going to provide the second half totals, the next one time when you bring up the screen, the full screen scoreboard with all the scores on it, like, be like, hey, it's time for whatever. You have 95 sponsored elements in the show anyway. Here's another one. Here's DraftKings. Here's Bet Rivers.
I brought to you my Chevy Silverado.
Right, exactly. Who cares? Right, exactly. Like, here's, you know, halftime odds brought to you by G2, whatever. It doesn't matter. And, like, go through, hey, it's 17-14, second half total is this. It's 30, like, just actually give the people the information.
They can't. It's just, like, because Hansen probably, he's great. It's not a knock on him at all. He probably doesn't know how to deliver the information properly. Like, you need a producer that gambles or a host that gambles, or it's going to be impossible.
Okay, well, here's my point. Then don't put the second half totals on the screen. It is a complete, it's a waste of effort. It's a waste of effort. It provides no benefit. No benefit.
Well, this is Ken Barkley, television producer talking. Like, I'm telling you, you
right.
know me.
It is Ken Barkley, television producer. Like this, like, so they should stop doing it.
I understand.
It. Right.
I understand. Normally, stuff like this, because there was a point in time where I was Nick Costos, television producer as well, where stuff like this would get under my skin. I just, like, I don't care at all. But I understand
it's
why
just
you
such
do.
A,
I just don't
it's
think
such
it matters.
A bad effort. Like, that's what bothers me. Like, if you want to do gambling, then
but they probably think like they're doing something like revolutionary. That's my
how could
point.
They think that when they don't put the side on the screen too? That's my number one thing. Like, great, if you want to,
they probably don't know. Yeah. They probably don't know what they're doing.
You think they don't know there's a side and a total on a game? You think even they don't know that?
I mean, maybe they do. I mean, who the hell knows what they're thinking? I mean, do you really think it's just like, well, like
game day morning has graphics? They have the side and the total for every game. Like,
I'm
sure there are plenty of people that work on game day morning that don't, you know, like, have as good ideas about betting the NFL. It's the same caliber production staff as they have on Red Zone.
I guess.
I just the total. What are we doing? And you don't tell me the score. Like, it's unbelievable. It's actually wild. Like, just improving that, they could do nothing else. Scott wouldn't have to read it, whatever. Tell me what the score is of the game before you tell me what the point total is for the second half. Like, everyone on earth is, I guarantee when that comes up, anyone who actually is interested in that information immediately goes to their phone and be like, well, now what's the score again? Guarantee everybody does that.
I'm excited for when I don't know if it'll be NFL sanctioned or not, but for the gambling Red Zone, when that finally happens.
We're going to lose you.
I told my
agent
this week.
You're gone.
If I don't get that, no, I would do both.
You would do countdown to kickoff on, and then do Red Zone an hour later?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I do countdown to kickoff, but I do You Better You Bet during the week for sure. I never want to, like, I want to do You Better You Bet forever and then, like, do something else.
I love it. I love that passion. That's great.
I mean, we get to do, like, we literally have, like, free reign to do whatever we want
content-wise
on the show.
I mean, I won't say I want to do this forever. Like, I have a lot of things I want to do, and this is one of them. I like the show.
Ken, you're going to leave You Better You Bet?
No. Well, first of all, I can't for a little while, but no. I have no place to leave.
What do you mean? Like, what else do you want to do?
I'd like to go back to writing books a lot. Like, a lot.
Why can't you do both?
Well, right now I can't do both. You really want to get into it?
like contractually.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. I think we may be working you into a position where you're able to do stuff like that or demand, make some demand.
Let's see. I have a lot of things I want to do, and this is absolutely one of them. Hopefully I can do all of them.
And you want to write books. Good for you, man.
Yeah, you know what books generate?
Task.
Royalties. Yeah.
I like money. Like more of it.
I like money.
All right, let's play some Q&A. And then we'll do day four of Lockmas. Ken, what do you do with the Ravens and the Bengals on Sunday? Baltimore laying 6.5, total 46.
Right now, probably nothing. My projection's between 6 and 6.5 for the game. It's a little interesting because of the schedule stuff that I mentioned at the start of the week. Maybe it would make me lean Baltimore a little bit at under a touchdown. We talk about Ravens are playing a stretch similar to what Dallas played when they looked amazing, obviously, in their three straight big wins over teams that they were better than. Ravens are in an identical stretch right now. This is their third straight home game. Indianapolis was the start of that Monday nighter, obviously. So, okay, like, maybe you get like a really good Ravens performance here because they're kind of keyed in on a third straight home game. Then they have a bye, then they play another home game. Cincinnati, meanwhile, in the middle of a three straight road game stretch. So like it's believable that you're going to get a good version of Baltimore and a less than ideal version of Cincinnati in the game. For that reason, like, you know, there are pools where I have to bet every game against the spread. I mean, all this random pick stuff. Like, I'll be taking Baltimore at under a touchdown in those situations. From a betting standpoint, though, like, my number is close enough. I have trouble quantifying the things I just mentioned. Like, I like using them when I just have to pick a game or whatever, but I don't know if that's something I would necessarily like put money behind when my number's the same as the market. So probably nothing. If I had to bet the game, I think I would bet Baltimore, but not with any conviction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Trying to decide like whether I want to bet Baltimore or not. I think the answer to that question is going to be yes. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Football Friday, phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better, You Bet. Ken, we haven't touched on it yet this week. We normally open the Thursday show with it, but we've got NBA back in the equation now. What are you doing with Survivor this week? Great. For the people that are lucky enough to have survived,
well,
literally,
everyone,
figuratively, in their Survivor pool. Yeah. Yes, since like there's been no Sunday Bloody Sunday with Survivor yet. Where are you going, Ken? The Survivor pool analysis this week. What do you got?
Well, the one team I would start with, and this is the same advice that I gave last week, you can pick the Rams, and they'll probably win. I mean, obviously, they were, you know, big favorite over the Giants last week, way bigger favorite this week at home against Detroit. You might be like, you know, they're just never going to lose. I'm going to take the Rams. It's the same advice I had last week. There are at least two, maybe three spots the rest of the year, not including Sunday, to take the Rams where they're going to be a monster favorite in Survivor. Literally, next, they're in this three strike. I can't believe they're playing these three consecutive games. So they played at the Giants. Obviously, Lions at home this Sunday. They're at Houston next week. Like, do you really want to use them this week when you got at Houston next week? And you have, by the way, check the board. You got plenty of big favorites to pick from. My advice would actually be don't pick the Rams. Like, I'm not even going to tell you, like, exactly the team to take necessarily. I just think you can still keep waiting on the Rams until you need them. And there's, like, at least two or three more spots the rest of the year where they become very usable as a very big favorite. Get so many options on the board. Like, why, you know, I think the question people are going to ask, it's the same question when it was Buffalo and Houston, which is like, do you take the layup? Like a lot of people are going to use Arizona. Do you just use them too? And like, it's a 17 point favorite. You could make a lot of worse decisions, obviously, than taking Arizona. I think the other thing that benefits taking Arizona, it depends a little bit. Do we know exactly how many weeks for Russell Wilson, by the way? Like, exactly?
He was on IR, so okay. It's got to be like, it's a specific amount of time. Like, I feel like he's missing like at least another three games. I can look this up though.
It's a little interesting. I mean, Arizona,
and I know this because I had to put him in the, I got to put him in the IR slot finally on my fantasy team.
If you're trying to figure out when like the next best place to take Arizona is, the problem with Arizona is that all the games you want to pick them in are road games, really, after this game. So obviously this is home Houston, duh. But the three games, if Russell Wilson is not back by week 11, it is currently about to be week 7. They play at Seattle in week 11. It's like, okay, like it's a road division game. That's not like an ideal spot. They're at Chicago and at Detroit. Like, they will be favorites in those games, but like late season road game with a team like Arizona, like, I don't know if that's like, if I'm like loving taking them in those situations where they're going to be, you know, like 6 on the road, something like that. Detroit a little more than that, probably like 7.5, similar to what we saw Baltimore favorite against Detroit probably, but like, do you want to take them in those spots or do you want to just take the layup right now? So honestly, if it's kind of where I'm leaning right now, I haven't used Arizona in any entry. I mean, why would I? They played one of the toughest schedules up to this point, or with unpickable games short of week 3 against Jacksonville. Like, you would never pick them the other 5 weeks. I think I'm just Arizona, like a lot of Arizona across the board, honestly. But if whether you like another team instead of Arizona, great. Maybe you want to use Tampa. Maybe you want to use Green Bay, whatever. I think I would just keep saving the Rams, though. Like, so many more spots to play.
Russell Wilson guaranteed to miss at least two more games. Soonest he'll be eligible return is week 10 against Green Bay. That's coming off of Seattle's bye in week number 9. The game that Ken referenced against Arizona is coming up in week number 11. You better you bet. BetQL, tremendous Thursday. Costos and Barkley, NFL Q&A. Only a couple more questions here, Ken. Have you decided what you're going to do, if anything, with the Patriots and the Jets? I know you said early in the week you were considering backing gangrene. Patriots a touchdown favorite at home, total 42.5.
I have thought about the game a little bit more. I'm a little interested in betting the over in the game, actually, the more that I thought about it. Not because I think it's going to be some insanely high-scoring affair, but...
We did this in week 2. All right. I had the over in week 2.
Right. 25-6, I was going to say, is the final score, or something like that. It was a very awkward final score. So game lands 31. Obviously, you had the over in the game. I can't get there. I have, like, a small number edge to play the Jets, and they're off a bye. Okay. I have a small number edge to play the over. I just have to decide whether I want to, like... It's not enough that this was, like, an immediate Monday, put either one in, but... You know, again, had to bet the game 7 for sure. Would like, if I would take the Jets if you had to pick them in a pool or whatever. You know, my number is a little less than 7. And then total, again, like, is this Denver Cleveland? We had the same exercise a little bit. This was before Baker Mayfield, I think, was ruled out too for some of the conversation, and before maybe Odell Beckham wasn't going to play tonight, which is another thing we're expecting now. You know, is this really the lowest scoring game projected wise? Like, does that make sense based on, like, honestly, what we've seen from either defense? Okay, they're not terrible, but is this like the grinded out kind of game? Maybe it's the early season data point is creating a market where we can be a little contrarian because we have that one meeting between the teams. It feels like this side and total are really strongly tied to the performance in that first meeting that we saw.
And let's close here, Ken. You're getting close to what you had asked for earlier in the week. At our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Panthers -3 at the Giants -108, Giants +3, 113, total 43. Are you coming close to pulling the trigger on Big Blue?
Yeah, I just haven't seen it. I think I'm going to get a 110. Like, I think it's going to happen at some point. I haven't been, like, diligently every 5 minutes refreshing. It might have appeared in a couple places by now. Like, on our screen right now, there's a graphic where the Giants are -111 at Bet Rivers. It's like, okay. Like, again, it's kind of what you talked about before. Like, if you're not a pro bettor, if you're looking for -110 and it's -111, okay. It's fine. It's okay. So, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Giants at very close to -110. It was a bet for me. Just haven't put it in yet, but I think it's going to be pretty widely available.
In the final hour of the show, I will ask Ken, hey, Ken, what are your bets for the Browns and the Broncos tonight? And he will answer those questions, but not until the Power Hour, which is coming up soon here on You Better You Bet. But before we get to the Power Hour, we've got to get to day 4 of Lockmas. Ken's takes on the biggest college football games of the weekend, coming up right after this on BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.